You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. 0% financing for 84 months right now on the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado, plus up to 10 grand in price reductions. This may be the best deal on Silverados ever. Check it out, Lakewood Chev.
Big guest of the day that is brought to you by Alberta Mortgage Funding. If you have equity in your home or other property, AMF can arrange financing for any purpose without checking credit, income, or employment. Apply online at albertafunding.com. Our next guest just signed a contract with the Winnipeg Jets. He has played over 520 NHL games in the regular season, including another 34 in the playoffs. He was drafted by the Predators back in 2000 in the fifth round, and now he is joining the Winnipeg Jets, staying in Canada. Former Edmonton owner Matt Hendricks. Matt, congratulations on the contract. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Now, I remember, I want to say about a month and a half ago, we had you on our podcast, and we talked about how you'd been through free agency before, and the one time you'd actually turned down a contract, and then you waited, and then you had to get a walk-on, a PTO with Washington, and you got a hat trick in the preseason and ended up signing a deal, and it worked out really well. Were you more nervous this time around or more laid back because you're older and you had been through the free agent process before?
Yeah, there's always a little bit of nervousness, but, you know, I was more laid back. I wasn't checking my phone every hour looking for see if the agent called me or not. But I would be lying to you if I wasn't a little nervous as the summer continued to go on.
When you look at the Winnipeg Jets, you played against them a lot, and I feel they're a team that underachieves. You know, so as you head into this camp this year and with this group, what do you see in the Jets?
Yeah, I would agree with you there, Jason. I think that they have very good offense. I think they found themselves in quite a bit of trouble with penalties, and their penalty kill just wasn't up to par. I'm not sure exactly. I think it was 6 points, maybe that they missed out by. But I think they're looking for a big year this year. I like the way they play. I like their mobility on the back end. They're big and strong up front. They've got a lot of guys that can score. I'm hoping I can add a little bit to help get them over the hump.
Now, you came to Edmonton, and, you know, Winnipeg, I think, right now is more competitive of a team overall than when you came to Edmonton. But there are some similarities, Matt. That we were talking, you have a reputation of being, you know, a vocal guy, a leader in the room. Now you'll go to a new dressing room. In Edmonton, you were pretty comfortable. You knew a lot of the guys. And with the changes, you're kind of one of the more longstanding guys in Edmonton. Is it harder, or does it take more time when you're a vocal leader to go into a dressing room and a guy who plays your role compared to maybe if you would have come back to Edmonton for year four?
Yeah, I think so. There's a little bit of a feeling out process for sure. You know, each individual is a little bit different, and you want to treat them the right way, treat them with respect, and, you know, and in return, they treat you that way. So you can't just go in and guns a blazing, right? You gotta go in and meet the guys and get to know them and then just be who you are, do what you do, and it should all come naturally after that.
Well, we know how much skill Patrick Laine has. The guy can shoot and score like nobody's business. But do you think it'd be hard for him to kind of get through his head now in the power play? They gotta feed you.
Maybe I'll be the setup guy. Yeah, I should probably send him a text and tell him to watch out. I've been working on my one-timer this year. So.
Always dangerous. Now, Hendo, you know, yeah. But in all seriousness, you look at Patrick Laine. I mean, the guy is a very high-skilled guy. You played with Connor McDavid here, Leon Draisaitl. You know, these young guys coming in, they're contributing from the second they come into training camp. You know, you go into a group now with Laine and some other pretty good young players. You know, does that experience help you now to know how to talk to these young guys who are just blowing up the league at a young age?
Yeah, I think so. You know, with Leon and Connor, though, it was so easy with those two. You know, the great players, great head on their shoulders. You can tell they were brought up real well. They must have great parents. And you know, I think when you go into a new organization, like I said, getting to know the guys a little bit, but at the same time, letting them do what they can do, because I know I have a lot of fun watching those guys.
Matt Hendricks joins us, signed a one-year contract with the Winnipeg Jets. Have you been to Winnipeg other than flying in as a visiting player?
Nope, I haven't. I'm going to head up there this weekend and trying to find a place to live. But I've got some friends from the area, and I've been up as far as Lake of the Woods in the summertime. So
okay.
I know the weather's not a whole lot different than it is here in Minnesota.
Well, there's really good fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I know you'd like that. I'm guessing maybe even hunting. So could be
yep.
right up your alley. Also, for you, I don't know how many other teams were interested, but the fact that it's a Canadian market, having played the last 3.5 years in Edmonton, and especially last season, seeing what can happen when you're in a Canadian market when the team's winning, did that play into your decision at all?
I think so. I think with the proximity to where it's located, close to home, close to Minnesota, because my family's going to be staying here this year. My kids are starting kindergarten. So
okay.
being close was important. And, you know, I've always enjoyed playing in Winnipeg. When I was in the minors playing there against the Moose, I think the MTS Center is a lot of fun. And it can be rather crazy in there when the team's playing well. And it's hard on visiting teams. So I was excited. And, you know, I know a few of the players on the team. And I got to talk with Paul Maurice a little bit. And you know, I felt like they genuinely needed and wanted me in their locker room and helping them on the ice. So that made the decision rather easy.
What about as far as your off-season training? I mean, you're passionate about it. I know you love to ride your bikes with the guys. You go all over the place. You know, another year older, does it change again? Is it to kind of get ready in a different way?
You know, I did change it up a little bit this summer. I worked a lot with Chad Drummond in Edmonton over the last 3.5 years. And I gained so much respect and trust for that guy that I kind of let him take the reins this year in terms of what I was going to do in the off season. We've adjusted some things for injury prevention, things like that. But no, it's still been a great summer in terms of getting out, working on conditioning and being in the gym every day. But I can't think of one thing. I guess the one difference I've done is I've been doing some vision training, which is supposed to help your reaction times a little bit. And I don't know. Time will tell if that's helped out at all.
Now, is that one of those machines where you look forward and then you got your hands on the right and the left and you got to hit the buttons and then you got to read out the words too?
That's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. There's about 7 different exercises you do when you go in for a session. It takes about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. And I don't know. I've noticed things in my peripheral, like especially driving and stuff you don't usually see.
What are you checking?
I think it's working.
You're checking your shoulder now, and you change lanes or what?
Yeah, a little bit more than I used to, maybe.
Matt Hendricks joins us now. Matt, I know you're a huge family guy with your young twins. How difficult, and you know, for you and your wife to make that decision for you to move to Winnipeg? And yeah, it's close to Minnesota, but it's still not like you get to tuck your kids in every night. How difficult is that going to be for you?
You know, it's going to be difficult. I went through it when I was traded to Edmonton for the 4 months or whatever, 3.5, 4 months. They moved back home and I moved to Edmonton, but that was difficult. But I think this is something that we had been talking about for quite a long time. We knew the kids were coming into kindergarten here, and my wife and I felt strongly that we wanted them to be in Minnesota and be at home, be with their grandparents, and, you know, start their kind of their career and doing their thing, making their friends. So it's been well talked about in our house and something that we've just kind of, you know, put aside now and know that it's going to happen.
You know, I love following different guys on Twitter, and there's a lot of good hockey players in Minnesota in the summer. And what explain all about this kind of like this hockey league? What do they call it? I forget the name,
I'll say the Beauty League, but it's supposed to be DA Beauty League.
yeah.
You know what? It's great. It's a lot of fun. There's 6 teams. We play 4-on-4. I think we've got 6. The team usually has 6 forwards, 5 defensemen, and a goalie. And that's if everybody shows up, which can be kind of hard to do. But and you play a game for the first month. We played one game a week on Mondays, and then it went to Mondays and Wednesdays. And, you know, it's great. We have this little arena in Edina, Minnesota that they sell tickets to and pack the house every night. It all goes to charity. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And we made it as far as the championship, but we ended up losing. So tough go for my squad.
And how are your stats? Goals, assists, fights?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I did pretty well this year. I was in the top, I think it was 7th or 8th in scoring over the course of the tournament. Yeah, so.
That's no. You know? As a veteran, do you get the odd, you know, benefit of the doubt if you touch the puck or not on a pass, or are those legit?
Yeah, I don't know. People are giving me a little more space out there this summer. That might have been part of it.
Now, I noticed on your Twitter feed, you've got your son is in hockey. So how much fun is that to join in him? And he's a good little skater going into kindergarten.
Yeah, you know what, Strutty? It's been awesome. He had his first camp this summer. It went 5 weeks. Twice a week, he would skate for an hour and then do about 35 minutes of dry land, which was kind of controlled chaos and fun at the same time. So I was able to take him every day and hang out at the rink and watch him and do dry land with him. And, you know, that was a lot of fun for me, seeing how much he loves the game.
You might have to hold Connor McDavid to his tweet where he said he'll come and skate with your son.
I know. I was thinking about that.
Trust me. You should. That would keep you in the good books for a long time. Right. Hey, sorry. No, you said it. It's on Twitter. If it's on Twitter, it's real. Right?
It's true. That's right.
Now, speaking of McDavid, and you know, you had a chance to be around him for the last two seasons, and everybody saw what he did last year. Won every major award, really, for the forwards in the league. How much better do you think he can get? And now that you're an opposing player, What's the most fearful aspect of going up against McDavid?
Well, he's like a seven-headed monster, really. But, you know, I think, number one, you have to try and take away his time and space. Don't allow him to get up to full speed. And I don't know. It's going to be tough. There's been a lot of coaches out there in the last year, 2 years, that have been trying to stop him and couldn't do it. So, I don't know. He's a tremendous player. I'm very fortunate that I was able to play two seasons with him, and I wish him all the best, just not against us.
Will you run him first game?
Oh, no. I think the only time I'll be on the ice with him is if we're killing a penalty.
Yeah, hitting a guy like that, strike trying to hit some air. Like, it's just so quick. It's just ridiculous. You watch him play.
Might make me look bad.
You know, you know, and when I watch Connor play, the one guy I think did a great job against him was PK Subban. And I'm looking at it from a D-man. He was literally in his back pocket the whole night, didn't give Connor a chance to wind up. I mean, did you guys see that on the bench as well? I mean, not specifically PK, but how guys played him and taking away his ability to speed up.
Exactly. And I think that's, if you can do it,
right,
that's the only way to do it. And I remember in Washington when I was there for 3 years, we used to try and do that to Crosby every night. And, you know, some nights it worked, some nights it didn't. But if you can try and frustrate him a little bit and take him off his game, that's the best way to do it.
Matt, coming into you know, this stage of your career, you mentioned obviously family. You have focus in different areas where, you know, your kids are going to stay at home. You're kind of, I think, at 36 years of age, you look at it kind of 1 year at a time type of thing. Do you have it, like, I remember in the summer you thought, I think I for sure have one more year. Are you a guy who feels you got a few more years left, or kind of how do you approach this season?
I'm going to approach it one season at a time. I want success in Winnipeg for the team, you know, but I want to find success for myself too. And if I can earn another contract out of it, that's great. But I'm just happy to have what I have right now, and we'll go from there.
What was your favorite memory as a member of the Oilers over the last 3.5 years?
Well, you know, it was kind of hard at the same time, but I'd have to say, you know, not playing in the playoffs wasn't a lot of fun, but watching our team play in the playoffs and, you know, the atmosphere in Edmonton around the city at the arena, that's something I'll never forget. I'm happy I was able to be a part of it, happy to be there when we finally got back in the dance.
What words of advice would you have for players at a young age, maybe? Because, you know what, you had spent a lot of time in Edmonton, you've been a lot of time in the NHL, and you're like, man, I haven't been in the playoffs since 13. And then you get there, and you didn't get into the lineup, which obviously you mentioned, very honestly, was really tough. But I know a lot of your teammates, like, they had you out for every warm-up. They wanted you to be as much of a part as you could be. how are you able to check your ego at the door and ensure you are a positive thing? How much of a challenge was that for you? And any words of advice on players at other levels who maybe when they're 16 or 17, that first time in their life where they don't get all the ice time they want, even whether they're in the lineup or not, what do you say to them on how to deal with it?
Well, for me, it's, you know, you want everybody in that room to have success. It was, you know, there wasn't just one guy that got us there, although some would argue without Connor, we may not have done that. But in my opinion, that whole team contributed in some form throughout the course of the season. And for me, looking at the guys in the lineup, it could have been any one of us in and out. It was me. And, you know, that's the nature of the beast and the way things go. But I can't look at either any player in our lineup last season that I thought deserved to be sitting out over, you know, and have me in. I thought everyone in the lineup deserved to be there. You know, everybody, all the young guys got better and better as the season went on. So, you know, it's hard for me to sit there and kind of say, well, so-and-so shouldn't have been playing. I should have been playing over him because, you know, that's just honestly not true. I'd say for young guys, you know, it's going to be hard, but it's part of the learning curve as well. You're going to get your opportunity if you earn it. And, you know, experience is the best thing you can get at this game, and especially at the NHL level.
Matt, great answer, man. I appreciate your honesty. It was always a pleasure dealing with you. I look forward to seeing you on the NHL trails, and best of luck. And hopefully your success in the Booty League will continue into the NHL this year.
I hope so, too. I changed my curve. That might be part of it, too.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
I love it. Good luck, Kendall.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's always great talking to you.
Appreciate it. Matt Hendricks.